Possible Rafah offensive looms, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
A senior Hamas official gave no details of Israel's offer, but said that it was in response to a recent proposal from the militant group. Hamas's statement came hours after a high-level Egyptian official visited Israel. Their discussion focused on a limited exchange of hostages and the return of displaced Palestinians to their homes. Egypt intensifies efforts to negotiate a deal to end the month's long war and hold off a possible Israeli ground offensive in Rafah. Meanwhile, in a recent Israeli airstrike in Rafah, a house was hit, killing more than 5 people, including children, according to officials at a local hospital. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken just wrapped up his latest visit to China. At one point, he warned bluntly that if China does not end support for Russia's defense industrial sector, the U.S. would act to stop it. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Blinken stressed that the U.S. has serious and growing concerns with China's policies and practices on the local, regional, and global stages. And he said the U.S. would not back down.
We also discussed a range of regional and global crises where China can play a constructive role. I encourage China to use its influence to discourage Iran and its proxies from expanding the conflict in the Middle East and to press Pyongyang to end its dangerous behavior and engage in dialogue.
On several occasions, he slammed Chinese overproduction of electric vehicles that threatened to have detrimental effects on U.S. and European automakers and complained that China was not doing enough to stop the production and export of synthetic opioid precursors. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands took to the streets of Australia's major cities over the weekend demanding tougher laws on gendered violence. The rallies were spurred by a wave of violence against women that Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called such crimes a, quote, epidemic. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
The government says a woman has been killed every 4 days this year. 6 people, including 5 women, were killed in a mass stabbing in Sydney this month. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called violence against women an epidemic on Saturday. As protests took place in cities across the country, former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull also turned out.
We really have to make sure that men respect women and that men do not respect other men who disrespect women. So there's a huge role in this for men. They're not just the perpetrators, they're also the friends and relatives, employers, employees, colleagues of men who commit these crimes, and they have to be held to account.
Similar protests were scheduled across the country through the weekend, with Albanese saying he'd join a rally in Canberra.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed shooting down another of the U.S. military's MQ-9 Reaper drones. They aired footage Saturday of parts that corresponded to known pieces of the unmanned aircraft. The Houthis said they shot down the Predator with a surface-to-air missile. The U.S. military acknowledged to the Associated Press that, quote, a U.S. Air Force MQ-9 drone crashed in Yemen. It said an investigation is underway. The Houthis described the downing as happening Thursday over their stronghold in the country's Sada province. Temporary farm workers are getting more legal protections against employer retaliation, unsafe working conditions, illegal recruitment, and other abuses. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The rule announced by the Biden administration aims to bolster support workers on H-2A visas. Each year, hundreds of thousands of immigrants, mostly from Mexico, take on seasonal jobs in U.S. agriculture. The new rule requires farmers to provide transportation for long distances, prevents retaliation for meeting with unions at provided housing, and implements safeguards to help counter human trafficking, among other requirements. Pro-labor groups applaud the changes, while some business groups warned of excessive regulatory burdens. The rule takes effect June 28th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
South Africa has marked 30 years since the end of apartheid with a ceremony in the capital. President Cyril Ramaphosa presided over Saturday's gathering in the gardens of the government buildings in Pretoria as head of state and the leader of the ANC party that has been in power ever since the first democratic election of April 27, 1994. This Freedom Day holiday fell amid waning popularity for the ANC that could see the party credited with freeing South Africans from apartheid lose its majority in another national election next month. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.